January 26, the wilderness temptation. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Matthew 4:1. Why was it that at the beginning of his public ministry, Christ was led into the wilderness to be tempted? He went not in his own behalf, but in our behalf to overcome for us. He was to be tried and tested as a representative of the race. He was to meet the foe in personal encounter to overthrow him who claimed to be the head of the kingdoms of the world. Satan met him and tempted him on the very points where man will be tempted. Our substitute and surety passed over the ground where Adam stumbled and fell. And the question was, will he stumble and fall as Adam did over God's commandments? He met Satan's attacks, and again with it is written. And Satan left the field of conflict a conquered foe. Christ has redeemed Adam's disgraceful fall and has perfected a character of perfect obedience and left an example for the human family. Had he failed on one point in reference to the law of God, he would not have been a perfect offering, for it was on one point only that Adam failed. Our Savior withstood on every point the test of temptation, and in this way he has made it possible for man to overcome. Now there is enough in this idea, in this thought, to fill our hearts with gratitude every day of our lives. As Jesus was accepted as our substitute and surety, every one of us will be accepted if we stand the test and trial for ourselves. He took our nature that he might become acquainted with the trials wherewith man should be beset, and he is our mediator and intercessor before the Father. Those who would overcome must put to the tax every power of their being. They must agonize on their knees before God for divine power. Men may have a power to resist evil, a power that neither earth nor death nor hell can master, a power that will place them where they may overcome as Christ overcame. Divinity and humanity may be combined in them.